No mercy, and where do you go? I tell you, it's often asked of one Sean Defoe. Yes, where does he go, we ask ourselves. Well, the fact of the matter is he's here, there and is everywhere, and we'll be discussing a little bit of that a little later on. But good to hear you, Sean. How are you doing, man?
I go where I'm told and nowhere else. I just stay in my lane and, you know, just live life.
Simple as that. Listen, some funny stories on Twitter on the lighter side of it during the week. Roberto Carlos, Brazilian World Cup winner. You look at Copa America, Champions League. He's done it all.
He's done it all, and now he's playing for a Sunday league team in Shropshire, which is just, I mean, how do you get any higher than that? You know,
indeed.
After you got to go somewhere after you win a World Cup. And this is one of those ones, the video that kind of surfaced on social media. And, like, I can actually feel the pain in it, because what he basically was out with a bunch of fans, having beers, got drunk, and he decided, what am I going to do? I'm going to FaceTime Sergio Ramos, and I'm going to get him up here in the pub.
Can you imagine that?
Well, do you know what? I don't want to sound big-headed here, but I somewhat can, because, like, when I'm out with mates the odd time, and you'd have a few drinks, and then you have a few more, and they're like, particularly given my job, you know, working in politics, they're like, go on, call Leo Varadkar there. I want to tell him something. Go call him there. And, you know, you're always just like, okay, right, I'm gonna move over here and talk to somebody else for a little while. But it looks exactly like what has happened here, except it was Sergio Ramos. And he took it in a lot better form. He's jumping around and singing and shouting on the FaceTime as well.
Well, do you know what? We have a little clip of it, John, from the little piece they had on Twitter from the pub there. We just have a very quick listen to it here. It's only 13 seconds, but Roberto has his phone out there, and he's dialing away, trying to get his good friend Sergio Ramos on the phone there, FaceTiming him, and the lads are all around the circle wondering, is this going to work? Is this guy just having this on here? But have a listen.
It's so funny about it, because they sound exactly how they look, these sort of overweight, you know, pint-holding lager louts over there. Just go on, do it, FaceTime him.
That is just mad. And, you know, the lovely part of it, too, it was all part of a competition, of a draw that was held somewhere through eBay for the helping underprivileged children. And
so
they and the crowd here, Bull in the Barn, won the raffle. Mm. And that's how he got to play with them.
Just imagine that. Strange, it's funny
Isn't it just, he's 48 now, doesn't move around as much as he used to, but he did take a fine penalty and scored and all the rest. But just the crack of it all was something else. Now, just to give a quick mention as well, the Batman, but not as you know him.
Have you seen it yet?
I haven't. 3 hours, Sean, 3 hours. We reviewed it on the show yesterday with Tony Ryan, our film reviewer, did a great job on it. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. You wouldn't want to be depressed, let's just say, going to see it, he was telling me, and certainly not a kid's movie.
No, it seems like this track of superhero movies getting darker and darker just keeps on going. And obviously Joker was probably, if not, you know, sort of not a superhero, but a sort of villain movie, but that was incredibly dark, psychological thriller almost. And apparently, like, they're kind of pushing the genre, because I know everyone gives out, or proper movie buffs always give out about these superhero movies. Ah, they're killing proper film and all that sort of stuff. But they are sort of pushing the boundaries a little bit with it now. This one is a bit more, I don't know how to describe it, thriller. It probably doesn't do it justice. Mm. You've got this new Doctor Strange one that's coming in May that apparently is much more of a horror than an actual, you know, usual superhero movie. And then obviously the likes of the Joker. So apparently it's brilliant. I've heard nothing but really, really good reviews about it, except for one in the Irish Times from a middle-aged man who it definitely wasn't aimed at. so you take that with a little bit of pinch of salt. And of all people, Robert Pattinson is just not someone I certainly would have associated. I just still picture him in those awful
Same
Twilight
here.
Movies.
Yeah,
and then now he is the Batman. But the one we were going to talk about, the little clip, is someone, as a joke, brought a bat into the movie theater in Austin, Texas, where they were reviewing it, and let the bat off. They had to pause the film. It's the strangest thing, seeing a film paused for them to go and chase this bat around the movie theatre.
Can you imagine just getting the renter, whatever it is, people in to try and deal with this and try catch this bat? But poor old bat, I felt sorry for the bat, because, you know, they're kind of, light is hard on their eyes and they don't really exist in that environment. So they had to stop the movie for about an hour and a half. So it's a 3-hour movie, which now became, 5 or 6 hours at this stage.
Well, definitely need to go to the bathroom there. At least it was a long break to go to the bathroom and, you know, restock your popcorn, as long as the bat hadn't gone into it.
Just going to say, popcorn sales, if you saw it on the graph, were steadily going up and up and up and up and up. Listen, you're away for the next 2 weeks.
I am indeed, yes.
And you're heading off to Washington.
I'm off my own trips. It's like famine to feast now when it comes to international travel. So I'm flying out to London tomorrow to follow our dear Taoiseach on his Paddy's Day exploits and meeting Boris Johnson on Saturday and going to the match in Twickenham and all that good stuff. And
God knows who you'll be ringing in the pub after this, but anyway.
Always sure look. I mean, yeah, I'm sure Boris will be in around Twickenham. Hopefully we get an Irish win. It actually, funny enough, on the itinerary that has gone around for what the Taoiseach is doing, it's like, I'll get it exactly the wording, because it goes business event in the morning, then a lunch, then arrive at Twickenham, followed by Six Nations victory against England. No doubt, no match, just guaranteed victory. So
I like the positivity.
Yeah, so the Taoiseach Press Office has completely announced it now. And then off to Washington as well for that leg, and hopefully get to meet Joe Biden and all these people over there. So doing my hobnobbing once again, and then might take a little bit of time off to recover from the madness. So I probably won't talk to you, but you will hear, you'll probably hear me on the bulletin as well, reporting from London and Washington.
Great stuff. Week. Well, Sean, we wish you well on that. No better man to have as our first team pick out and about representing and flying the Irish flag for the nation and for the country at large, with his big flame of shamrock there, I'm sure. On his lapel. Have you secured your shamrock yet?
I haven't, no. I have to wait till I'm over there to get the shamrock, get the good stuff that's been like cryogenically frozen and brought over to the States, you know. Indeed. I wonder if Joe Biden never heard of a blah, actually. That would be, you kind of only get one question at these things, and I'm toying between either, you know, war and impending doom, or Mr. Biden, would you like a blah and come to work for it? I don't know.
Well, if anybody can put it across, it's you. Sean Defoe, thank you so much. Best of luck in your travels. God bless, man. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.